You're Jade on Hot 91. Well, if you want to crack at winning $1 million, listen to Sam and Ash at 8 o'clock on Monday morning to be part of the Hot 91 Million Dollar Suburb. Now, speaking of Million Dollar Suburbs, Maroochydore just joined the Million Dollar Club. It's a property sale that has the whole town talking and it made the news during the week. I've got real estate agents Carly Penn and Glenna Schindler from McGrath with me. Welcome to Hot Weekender.
Thanks, Jade.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Now, this sale, I must say, I've had so many people come up to me during the week and go, "Oh, have you heard? Everybody is actually talking about this property sale that happened last Saturday at auction." Talk me through what happened, because it was the perfect auction for you guys.
Yeah, Jade, look, it was like something written in a book. It was absolutely perfect. It was a beautiful day for an auction. We had 15 registered bidders on the day. The bidding started at 6:50. It was really, really active right through till we got to about the 9:20 mark. And then we had the perfect scenario where we had two buyers bidding for it toe-to-toe till we got to that $1 million price tag.
Now, I know a few people nearly fell over in the crowd. There were gasps when we hit that $1 million mark. Of course, we're talking about a vacant block in Lambie Street, which is obviously between the beach sort of at Maroochydore, Alex, and the new CBD in that area. Glenys, you've been in real estate for so long. Were you a bit flabbergasted by
the price? Yes, I was. Yeah. Yes, I was. I couldn't believe it. This couple had bought that block in 1968.
Okay.
And they'd paid just under $1,200 for it.
Isn't that crazy?
Which is, yes, it was crazy. Yes. So, of course, their family, they were just so excited to achieve it.
So they've had that block of land that entire time in
Correct.
Their family.
Correct.
And they paid $1,200
That's
for
correct.
It.
Yes, they did. Yes.
That's a lot of capital gains, isn't
it? Yes, so it is, yes. So their it was their garden, really. Their father, it was his garden and he just loved it and he had his boar and his little flowers.
Oh, because the family owned the house next door as well.
Correct. Correct.
Right. Now, yes. So this has, and like I said, a lot of people are talking about this for a reason. It smashed records, obviously, for a vacant block in that area. It is the highest price we've seen at the moment. Everybody knows that real estate is going crazy here. It's really hard to keep up with as a local. Who did you have, like, were they southern buyers that were buying this or bidding? Like, who was bidding on the day?
Jade, interestingly enough, they were all local buyers. So bar one, 14 out of the 15 registered bidders were locals.
Oh, that's interesting.
Really interesting. So it's the locals that are really wanting to get into that beachside precinct and know how good that little pocket is.
It is good. And you know what? It's changed the game in there too, I think, because, you know, just from anecdotal talking to people in that area who live and, you know, own property in that area, you know, it went well above the expectation of what everyone else thought. And we're talking by a couple of $100,000, you know, more than what people expected, which is huge, which is why everybody's talking about it.
Yes.
Has this now set a precedent in that area? Does that mean everyone else that owns property in that area? Because it seems like one of those random, sorry, and I'm just might be speaking out of school here, but it does seem like one of those random sales that was just really spiked. Will we continue to see this, do you think?
Look, that is the $1 million question. And honestly, we all wish we had a crystal ball.
Yeah.
You know, we are hearing both sides from people. Sure, you know, people's opinions are surely this can't keep going. It's got to stop. It's got to slow. But you know what, Jade? We've been saying that since Christmas time.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we're not seeing any signs of it slowing. Everything that we are doing, all our transactions, they're multiple offers, you know, like 10 offers on the one property within 48 hours of it going live. So at the moment, I really don't know. We don't know how long this is going to go for.
Yeah. I think just strap your seatbelt on and buckle Absolutely. Up for the ride, guys.
Yes.
Good time to be selling real estate. Thank you so much for coming on Hot Weekend. I really wanted to have you guys on to chat about this. I know you've been on the news during the week and everything like that. And congratulations on achieving that high sale too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Jade.